It is crazy for us to continue to sell goods and services into a global economy with a 22% tax component in the price system. And for those people who, I think it was Mr. Emanuel said, are leaving, going offshore with their money, I think I mentioned it was $6 trillion offshore. There's a reason for that. A confiscatory tax policy is chasing people and jobs away. And if we got rid of the tax on capital labor, we would be the world's tax haven. Those trillions would be in our economy, creating jobs in America.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would disagree with the latter part of that statement strongly, and the fact that our committee over the Ways and Means Committee, in fact, has been reluctant to take up the issue of offshoring, and is apparently not going to take it up again in the this bill that's going to be before us in the next couple of days, I think indicates how little enthusiasm there really is for chasing down that money that's owed.
Well, the way to fix it is not to punish people. The way to fix it is to change the tax code so they are attracted here.
Not a minute, but
30 seconds. The idea that corporations move profit offshore in a time when there are 135,000 American soldiers in Iraq and 12,000 in Afghanistan, and they preach patriotism and they put profits between patriotism, simply outrageous. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.